I'm Stan Bush, and it's your time to listen to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Welcome to the GeekCast Radio Network and This Week in Geek special interview of Stan Bush. I am TFGR Mike, and I'm joined by Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Everybody over at GCRN pretty much knows Pecan Court Michael. For the Twig listeners who will be hearing this inside of our BotCon episode, he's new to This Week in Geek. We're doing BotCon stuff for Twig this month, seeing as how BotCon is less than a week away at this point. Interviewing Stan Bush again. This is my fifth time talking to Stan. This is Michael's first time talking to Stan, so breaking the cherry here.
That's so inappropriate.
Well, I didn't want to say it in the actual interview that we're going to be doing here in a moment, but yeah.
When's the Stan cherry is just... A wrong thing to say.
Yeah, the way you're saying it now makes it wrong.
It just doesn't sound right.
But yeah, no, basically we're here to talk about Stan's plans for BotCon, getting his thoughts on the fact that this is the 25th year since Transformers the movie came out. Most people will remember The Touch and Dare from Transformers the movie. Stan has also done a number of other things over his entire career. Very, very, very cool. So, any thoughts before we get to the interview?
You got the touch! You're going to edit that out, right?
No.
Ha ha!
That's what's leading into the interview.
You got the power! Yeah!
Hey, everyone, this is Mike Blanchard, and I'm joined with my buddy Michael Wilson. We are from the GeekCast Radio Network, and I am also from This Week in Geek. This is going to be a dueling interview. For GeekCast Radio Network, we're going to put it in All Things Transformers, or we're going to feature it for All Things Transformers, and it's going to be a separate interview for This Week in Geek. Today we have the great privilege to talk once again with Stan Bush, the master behind a lot of great Transformers-themed songs. Hey, Stan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So, Stan Bush and social media explosion, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you are everywhere now. Can you explain this? Like I know that I've asked you this before about it, and you'd said something about, oh, you were just on MySpace and you were happy with that, but how do you feel about the whole social media explosion?
Well, actually, it's kind of all new to me. I think I'm probably one of the last people to get involved in the social media thing. I've got a friend that's been helping me sort of get out there a bit on that stuff. So it's cool. I think it's a very neat thing to people can check out what's going on and all that and keep in touch.
Yeah, and it's an easy way for your fans to interact with you. And I mean, you've always been really open with all the fans as far as fan interactions and stuff like that. Do you have a preference between any of the social networks?
Not especially. Like I say, I'm still sort of getting up to speed on things. But I've always had this feeling of indebtedness to the fans because, bottom line, you know, they're the reason that I'm even sort of here, you know what I mean? And it's really important to me to be thoughtful and kind and appreciative of all the support that they've given me through the years. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, very, very cool. You want to take that next one, Michael?
Sure. Actually, I was still thinking about the media explosion.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'll edit this part out yet then.
No, as far as, you said you had somebody else helping you on that. Is that a buddy, or are you actually working with a marketing firm?
Well, actually, it's he kind of turned into a buddy. He was doing a podcast back east. He's from Philly. He has like a wrestling organization that does they do events and all this sort of thing. And so that's what he does. And in fact, I flew to Philly like a month ago and performed for this wrestling event that they had called the King of Trios. And his name is Mike Quackenbush, and he's a it's funny because we started talking and emailed back and forth a bunch of times, and basically he sort of helped me get going with this stuff, and he's been sort of like I say, he set up the Twitter and the Facebook and all that stuff for me. So yeah, Mike's been great.
Oh. Yeah, it's always good to get out there on, you know, Facebook and social media in general, because especially in your case, it's going to help you talk with your fans and get the word of mouth around a lot more easier than if just people were doing it on their own.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on the 25 years since Transformers the movie in 1986?
Well, it's funny because I remember back in when that. The original Transformers movie came out, it was like, wow, this is cool. And then, but at the time, I mean, Ninja Turtles were much bigger than Transformers at that time. Little did we know that, 25 years later, or even, 20 years later, there'd be this like huge explosion and as far as upsurge in coolness and all that of the Transformers vibe, the whole brand seemed to just like explode. Of course, the live action films, the Michael Bay films, was a big part of that, big reason for that. But it's just, I think the music, Vince DiCola and myself, having been involved in the music stuff way back, I think that was another thing that kind of gave it a bit of staying power. The people, a lot of people, kind of grew up with those songs, The Touch and Dare, and it's always cool to hear stories about how those songs maybe had a positive influence or something like that on somebody's life or whatever, or childhood. And it was like, wow, that's cool, And, so anyway,
right.
But it's been a cool ride, to be associated with, like Vince DiCola and I did our first BotCon was back in 97, in Rochester, New York. And then, of course the 2007 one, back in, Providence was the next one I went to after that, and I've been to nearly every year since then. So
yeah, I mean, with the music, people are like, sometimes people really make me mad because they're like, oh, Stan Bush, he's only done The Touch and Dare. And I always tell people, no, he's done much more than that. I mean, not just the Transformers theme music that you've done, but all your other music as well. But you're now known for, like, current Transformers stuff as well. Like, Till All Are One was in War for Cybertron. Dr. Smoove and Randall put that video together for Your Time off of Dream the Dream. How did that come about?
Actually, they did that on their own, I guess. They contacted Mike I was telling you about back east. And I guess he was in touch with them. They were going to be doing the video for Your Time, but they did that on their own, which I thought was really cool. And, of course, the War for Cybertron thing was great. I've had a chance to visit High Moon Studios, where they created the Transformers game, and it's quite an impressive facility down there. That was last summer when I went up to Comic-Con. So anyway, they were great down there, and but like I say, that kind of something contemporary. And then when the Transformers game came out, they did a GameStop promotion where national commercial. They used the Touch for that, and of course the Touch had also been on some TV shows. It was on American Dad and also Chuck on NBC.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah, so it was really cool. It's like this new sort of breath of life and all that, And again, you pointed out that I do have a whole other body of work that more people in sort of Europe and Japan know about me than in the U.S. It's just kind of worked out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've got Dream the Dream was my 12th album, so I've done a whole bunch of stuff that a lot of the, you know, people don't even realize, you know, that, you know, the sort of, I'm still an 80s rocker at heart. But,
aren't we all?
Yeah.
It's funny that, you know, you point out the Ninja Turtles, you know, as far as what was popular back in the day, and the fact that, you know, you have the staying power where you're still here and you are, you know, still producing music that people find relevant. And if you think back to who did Ninja Turtles, it was Vanilla Ice.
You know, oh, that's true, yeah.
What's he doing? Huh?
I have no clue.
Actually, it's funny. I know what he's doing nowadays. He's in home renovation. He has a television show on the DIY Network.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So nice.
Wow.
We need to get Stan on the DIY Network. Pronto.
Yeah. I don't know, just, like, for me, like, out of all the stuff that you've done, honestly, the one album that I can listen to front to back is Dream the Dream. It's just, it's such a fluid album. I asked you on Twitter the other day, you had said when you released the single Heat of the Battle that it was planned to be on Dream the Dream, but it wasn't done in time for the album release. If it had been done, how would you have incorporated that into what the track listing of Dream the Dream is?
Oh, I have no idea. But yeah, you're right. We were kind of in a hurry to get the album finished, usual story. But then also thank you for the kind words on the album. Yeah, I'm very pleased with how it came out. The album came out and, Europe was getting impatient for it because we'd spent a year and a half writing and recording the songs. And then, but yeah, after it was released and all that stuff was when we wrote, Heat of the Battle, so we kind of just put that out as a single, so it's available on iTunes, you know, as a single. And my friend Lenny Macaluso, who, you know, co-wrote The Touch with me, we wrote that one together as well.
Awesome. How did the music video for it come about? How did that you have a music video for Heat of the Battle on your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
And it's these two chicks playing War for Cybertron. How did that whole project come about, doing a music video for Heat of the Battle?
Well, my friend Art Douglas, we did the video for Sam's Theme, that other one as well, with Art. Art's a really good video director. He also did the military tribute video with The Touch, where we ostensibly from Iraq, but it was really out here in the California desert. But it was to honor the troops in Iraq. But and Afghanistan, but yeah, Art, he's a buddy and lives here in LA, and he's a film guy, and so we put together the video with the Heat of the Battle one. We shot part of it at my friend's studio in front of a green screen, and then that's where, you know, I was superimposed over the War for Cybertron game footage, and then the girls, let's see, one of them was an actress. Well, they're both actresses, I guess, but the one sort of main one, the first one you see, I don't remember her story exactly, but she's done a lot of big stuff, you know, commercials and everything else. And Art knew her, had worked with her on something else, and so he got them involved, and, you know, he basically edited it all together and everything, so.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. What else do we want to talk about, Michael?
Well, I thought we were going to talk a little bit about BotCon and what Stan was going to be up to there, but...
You're just going to do autographs, right? You're not performing.
Yeah, I'll be there all weekend. I'll be at a table and everything, and I'll be promoting Dream the Dream album. This year, there's no concert. They have the new film coming out, and, of course, the Prime TV series. And mm-hmm. So there's a whole lot of other stuff going on, and there just wasn't going to be enough time to fit in a concert this year at BotCon. But since I'm here locally, you know, it's in L.A. area, so, you know, it was easy for me to make an appearance there. And so it's always good to be able to meet and greet the fans and so forth, and I always enjoy going.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm sorry, I just jumped right in there. You're going to find a karaoke place, right?
Maybe. Last year we did that. Yeah, I was up there on stage with my good friend Greg Lombardo from Hasbro. We were doing a karaoke thing together. That was funny.
Yeah, I somehow missed that, but I did see the video afterwards.
Oh, somebody posted that. I didn't see it.
We'll have to send you the link.
Yeah, I forget where. It was last year we were looking around for footage after the fact. But, yeah, I remember seeing it somewhere.
With everybody's video phones now, you know, you got to be really careful what you do.
Exactly. You don't know what's going to be recorded while you're up there on stage. Now, are you going to have the second annual Give Stan Bush a High Five?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was Brian Kilby last year. I don't know exactly what that was supposed to be. It's like a homegrown, grassroots effort to get a picture taken of you, high-fiving everybody.
Yeah.
Good
old Radio Free
Cyber.
It's
really a cool thing, you know. I just enjoy meeting everybody. You know, it's like everybody's been so wonderful to me.
Now, when you're not doing autographs this year, like when you just have your own time, will you like explore the convention at all? Will you go into the dealer room? Will you go to any of the panels that, you know, as long as you're not obligated to be signing autographs?
I don't think they have any panels scheduled, but I'll.
No, I mean, will you just attend the panels
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'll definitely make the rounds. I'm gonna be like to see what all's going on and. You know, talk to people, probably do a few interviews and things too. And I'm not sure if Activision is going to be there, but I've, you know, done stuff with them. Of course, the Touch came out on Guitar Hero, and it's also available on Rock Band too, in case anybody didn't know that already.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, the Touch, Dare, Till All Are One, all your most of your Transformers themes are like. Over video, like, you know, like you said, Guitar Hero and Rock Band, and, you know, it allows people to be able to learn how to play those songs, and I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. I really enjoy the whole thing. You know, one of the things, like, I've been doing some local gigs playing like classic rock stuff with some buddies of mine around here in California. We're playing tonight, actually, in Simi Valley. And then I have this acoustic trio with the bass player from Quiet Riot and another good friend of mine who plays great guitar and also killer violin player. He's really good. So we do, like, this kind of unplugged classic rock stuff, and it's really awesome. That's kind of
cool.
A new thing we just started doing.
So why can't we find this on YouTube?
Well,
that's rock.
Yeah, that's something we really should put on YouTube. In fact, you just gave me an idea. I think I'm gonna arrange to have somebody video that and post it.
Break out your iPhone.
Fart can come down.
Yeah.
I would love to see or hear whether it's, you know, like an actual MP3 track or whether it's you doing it live. I would love to hear what a acoustic version of Dare would sound like.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, that song actually comes off real well. It's kind of high, but you know, you can do it and maybe just transpose it down a little bit key-wise.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good idea.
Well, we are doing Love Don't Lie in this thing. I don't know if you remember that song, but it was also it came out on the same album as The Touch, on the Barrage album.
In This Life?
No. I'm sorry. The original release of The Touch from 1987.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'll have to go back and look for that song.
Yeah, I can send you that album if you don't have it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what's next? Like, you're currently doing promotion for Dream the Dream. What's next for, like, the rest of 2011 for you, beginning of 2012? Are you making new music, or are you just in promotional mode for Dream the Dream and getting that as big as you can get it?
Kind of both, yeah. I'm doing doing promotion for Dream the Dream, but I'm also beginning to write for another album, so I'll probably be recording it over the next year or so, and you know, release it sometime in 2012, I imagine.
Hmm. Now, have you done like a European tour or a Japanese tour?
Let's see. It's been a couple of years since I've been to Europe. So nothing on the horizon as of this moment, but that's certainly something that down the line I'll probably do.
What about a U.S. tour?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely open to things. Like I say, I did the show in Philadelphia about a month ago, and it's sort of with my schedule and so forth, it makes more sense for me to just kind of, you know, in and out, just do a show and come back or whatever. And then because I'm so busy all the time doing recording and what have you here in L.A., it's like it's hard for me to leave for an extended period of time, you know, doing a tour or anything like that. But
logistics of it.
I definitely love to perform, and it always amazes me because wherever I go, if we get the word out, there's like people who show up with albums I did 20 years ago, you know, like, you know, wanting autographs and things. It's like I have these like closet Stan Bush fans everywhere. It's funny. It's great. It's actually really cool.
Very, very cool. All right, Stan, we would like to thank you for joining us. We'll ask you to hold the line, and we will be back after this. It's a strange there you have it, folks. Stan Bush, his thoughts on 25 years of Transformers the movie, social media, and the way he does his album promotions and everything else. Very cool. Would love to see him at BotCon this year. Unfortunately, I can't go. What about you? What did you think of talking to Stan for your first time?
Actually, I've spoken to Stan before at BotCon. This is the first time I've actually interviewed him, you know? No, I did talk to him and recorded it at the last BotCon, so no, this isn't the first time.
This is your first time on air.
This is the first time recording something with him in a conversational manner. You know what we ought to do? We should take a road trip out to L.A., and we can see him, like, play a gig acoustically and maybe catch a Rock Sugar concert.
Oh, my God, that would be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
As I said in the beginning, this will be featured on All Things Transformers, and it will be featured in This Week in Geeks topic show for May, which is BotCon 2011, seeing as how BotCon is less than a week away. So I have been TFG1 Mike, and you are?
Pecan Court Michael. As far as, like, hey, you know what would be cool? We could go out there, and we could see Stan Bush, and we could see Rock Sugar, and just have a whole total geek-out weekend in L.A., and probably get mugged and beaten by police officers.
For what? Being fans of Stan Bush and Rock Sugar?
No, I'm just saying. If you're in L.A., you know, the chances are dramatically increased that you will be either A, mugged, or B, beaten by police officers.
Okay, that's going on YouTube. You think I'm lying.
Take two. Or three at this point, yeah.
Shut up!
Now I'm on fire! Ah!
Stan Bush here, and I dare you to check out All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron, TFG1 Mike, and Optimus Solo.